天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友你好，欢迎收听天路导向，我是舒雅。不知道你们有没有这样的疑惑，世上那么多的宗教，为什么只有相信基督耶稣才能得永生呢？每个宗教定义神都不一样，为什么只有圣经里说的神是唯一的呢？圣经真的是准确无误的吗？其实我也有过类似的经验，之前刚去到教会的时候，当我读到神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生，这句经文的后面不至灭亡吸引了我。什么？这么说如果不相信耶稣就会灭亡了？这个事情是真的吗？如果是真的话，那我当然要趁着还活着的时候相信耶稣了。今天你是不是也有类似的疑惑呢？那就请带着问题来听一听麦克牧师是怎样说的。
Hello again and welcome to Leading the Way。
亲爱的朋友你好，欢迎您收听天路导向这个节目。
We are delighted that you have chosen to join us again。
很高兴你再一次和我们相聚。
And I hope that you have been thinking about what we said last week。
希望你有机会想想上一次节目里讲过的信息。
Just to remind you and bring you up to date with your thinking process。
让我们来温习一下讲到哪里了。
We stopped at the time when we're talking about the godly man.
我们讲到关于敬虔的人。
And we said that the godly man always go forward.
我们说敬虔的人必向前走。
The godly will always grow upward.
敬虔的人必向上成长。
The godly will always receive victory.
敬虔的人必得胜利。
And he will be constantly advancing.
他不断前进。
And the reason for that
原因呢在于
is because he is eternally invincible.
因为他是永远不败的。
I want you now to contrast this with the ungodly.
现在请你将敬虔的人和不敬虔的人比较一下。
Verse 13 said that evil men go backward.
第十三节说邪恶的人倒行逆施。
They will go from bad to worse.
他们一定越来越坏。
They will continue on the road to deterioration intellectually and spiritually.
他们的理智和灵性都逐渐堕落。
Because they go from bad to worse, Timothy is to avoid them.
因为他们越来越坏，提摩太就应该躲开他们。
And we should not listen to their teaching.
我们也不该听他们的教训。
We must reject their falsehood.
我们必须拒绝错谬的教导。
Refute their deception.
驳斥他们的谎言。
Never allowing them to impact us.
绝对不容他们来影响我们。
Someone said,
有人说
about these deceivers,
这些骗子
they begin by being seducers.
他们起初迷惑人
and they end up being dupes.
后来却被人愚弄。
They become the dupes of their own deception.
他们自食其果。
Because deceit eventually leads to self-deception.
因为这是自欺欺人的结果。
Do you know how some churches were duped into believing that all religions will lead to God?
你知道有些教会受了迷惑，甚至相信所有宗教都是殊途同归吗？
It began by a segment of so-called experts.
那是由一小群所谓的专家开始的。
Who said that what we need is the peace at any price.
他们说 为了和平共处，就要不惜一切。
They say, let's not talk about negative things such as there's only one way to God.
他们说，不要单单讲消极的话，说什么只有一条道路通往神那里去。
Then a few years later,
过了几年
then a group came after them.
有一群附和他们的人
and they took the whole matter further down the road.
他们说的更离谱了
and they said,
他们说
We don't really know what Jesus meant by saying that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。我们实在不明白他是什么意思。
Let's not just talk about this.
那就别再提这句话了吧。
Then a few years later,
又过了几年
another group of brain-dead theologians,
又有另外一些头脑僵化的神学家
and they said,
他们说
Well, since the gospel writers really wrote these things long time ago,
福音书是很久以前写成的。
We have no real evidence that Jesus ever said these things.
我们没有真凭实据证明耶稣曾说过这样的话。
Therefore, we declare that all the ways lead to God.
所以我们宣称，殊途同归，条条道路都可以到达神那里去。
So here we are today.
今天我们在这里
the very essence of the gospel.
来看福音的精髓。
If Jesus is not the only way,
假如耶稣不是唯一的道路
then why did he come from heaven?
那么他为什么要从天上来到世间呢
Why did he die?
他为什么死呢
Why was he resurrected from the dead?
他为什么从死里复活呢
Paul knew.
保罗知道
That there will be people who will say things like this in our day.
到了多年后的今天，必定有人会提出这样的说法。
Just like there were some saying those things in his day.
就好像他那个时代就已经有人这么说了。
And that is why he affirms the truthfulness of the scripture.
因此，他要肯定圣经的真确性。
Affirming the integrity of the word of God.
肯定神话语的诚信。
In verse 15, he tells Timothy,
在第十五节，保罗对提摩太说
that the scripture that his mother taught him is trustworthy.
提摩太自小从母亲所学习的圣经是可信的。
If you are a Christian parent today listening to me, listen very carefully.
今天，如果你身为基督徒父母，请留心听着。
The way to prepare your child to stand up in the battlefield of life
要装备子女在人生的战场上站立得稳的方法
which they will face sometime down the road,
使他们将来能面对征战
it is to instruct them in the word of God from the early days,
就要从小教导他们神的道
The best legacy that you can give your child is not a trust fund,
你所能给予子女最好的遗产并不是一个信托基金
The best education that you give them is not the best school.
你所能给予子女最好的教育并不是让他们读最好的学校。
The best legacy and the best teaching that you can leave your child, it is to teach them to appreciate and reverence and obey God's word.
你可以留给子女最好的遗产和最好的教育，就是教他们欣赏、敬重并遵从神的道。
The way to protect your children from deception,
要保护你的子女免得他们受迷惑
is to teach them how to know and how to love the word of God.
就是教导他们认识神的道，爱神的道。
Let them see how you apply the word of God in your life.
让他们看见你怎样将神的道应用在你的生活里。
Let them watch you as you practice the word of God in your life.
让他们留意你怎样将神的道在生活中实行出来。
Let them see how you bring the word of God to bear upon problems or family crisis in your life.
让他们看见你怎样以神的道来处理问题或家庭危机。
And when they see you applying the word of God in all circumstances,
当他们看见你在任何境况都能应用神的道
they too will grow up to trust the word of God.
他们成年后也会信靠神的道
and believe it to be the truth.
相信神的道就是真理。
Someone said the following.
有人说
When a home is ruled according to the word of God,
当一个家庭遵行神的道
Angels will stay in that house because they would not find themselves out of their elements.
天使会住在这屋子里，因为那里所有的是他们所熟悉的。
Why does the Apostle Paul tell us that the word of God is so important?
为什么使徒保罗告诉我们神的道是这样的重要呢？
Because it is what God breathes.
因为神的道就是神吹的气。
What does he mean by that?
那是什么意思呢？
It does not mean that when we read it we feel inspired by God.
这不是说当我们读圣经时就会得到从神而来的灵感。
Although that will happen,
虽然有时会这样的
but it means that God brought it into existence by the breath of His Spirit.
但这话的意思是，神借着圣灵吹气才写成了神的话语。
Someone may ask,
有人可能会问
but weren't these are human authors who wrote the various books of the Bible?
圣经的各书卷不是人写的吗？
Yes, they were.
没错。
The Spirit of God did not erase their natural characteristics of the writers.
圣灵不会抹杀作者的本性。
In fact,
事实上
God in His providence,
神有他的供应
and in His grace,
又有恩慈
He prepared the writers for this task before they were born.
他在这些作者还未出生前，就为了他们能完成这项重要的任务，早有预备了。
Jeremiah said,
耶利米说
Before I was born, you prepared me for this.
我未出母胎，你已选召了我。
Although each writer has his own distinctive style and vocabulary,
虽然每个作者都有他自己独特的风格和常用的词汇。
Each book in the Bible grew out of a special set of circumstances.
圣经每一卷书都有它特定的写作背景。
Yet,
然而
through all this, God's hand and God's breath was guiding not only the history, but the writer's words and their writing.
在这一切当中，神的手和神的气息不单只引领着历史的进程，更引领圣经作者所写的每一个字。
Someone said the following words.
有人说过
that the Bible was written by people.
圣经是人写的。
But as they were writing, the Holy Spirit jumped in the ink.
但当他们写的时候，圣灵跳进墨水里。
That the writers were like sailors.
而作者就好像水手一样。
When they hoisted their sails,
当他们扬起风帆，
the Holy Spirit blew and led them in His direction.
圣灵就吹动并引领他们跟着神的方向走。
The Holy Scripture is of uttermost importance.
圣经极为重要。
Because it originated in God's mind.
因为是出自神的思想。
And was communicated from God's mouth.
并从神的口中传达出来。
By God's breath.
借着神吹的气息。
And that is why it is called the Word of God.
因此圣经称为神的话。
And because it is God breathed,
因为它是神所吹的气，
therefore it is profitable.
所以它是有益的。
It is able to instruct you for salvation.
它能够教你如何得到救恩。
Please listen very carefully as I'm getting ready to conclude.
我快要结束了，请你留心地听着。
The Bible's primary purpose is not to teach us facts about science.
圣经的基本目的并不是要传授我们科学事实。
The Bible's primary purpose is not to instruct us about nature or the stars.
圣经的基本目的并不是要教导我们大自然和天文学。
The Bible's primary purpose is not to tell us about space exploration.
圣经的基本目的并不是要告诉我们太空探测的研究。
The Bible's overarching purpose is to tell us how to be saved.
圣经最首要的目的是告诉我们如何得救。
The Bible tells us that God created it all from nothing.
圣经告诉我们，神创造一切从无到有。
Oh, to be sure.
这是肯定的。
The Bible tells us that God controls the stars and the heavens.
圣经告诉我们，神掌管穹苍星宿。
And to be sure.
这是肯定的。
The Bible tells us that all the galaxies are on the tips of his fingers.
圣经告诉我们，所有的银河系都在神的手指上。
But the Bible is first and foremost a salvation handbook.
然而最要紧的是，圣经是有关灵魂得救的手册。
And salvation's handbook tells us.
这本得救手册告诉我们，
Salvation is only possible through Jesus Christ.
只有借着耶稣基督才能得救。
The Old Testament foretells and foreshadows him.
旧约圣经已预言基督的来临，又有基督的预兆。
The New Testament tells of his love, his words, and his power working through us.
新约圣经讲述耶稣基督的爱，他的话和他的能力如何运行在我们身上。
And that is why there are so many people who are trying to destroy the Bible.
正因如此，所以许多人想要毁灭圣经。
And that is why there are so many people who want to undermine the authority of God's word.
正因如此，所以许多人想要打倒神话语的权威。
Someone said that those who are trying to undermine the scripture are like pygmies.
有人说，那些想要推翻圣经的人就好像小矮人一样。
Pygmies who stand on each side of the rock of Gibraltar.
这些小矮人站在直布罗陀海峡的大石两旁，
With a toothpick in each side,
每边用一支牙签，
Trying to push from opposite sides,
从两边面对面来推动石头。
You see how stupid it is?
你看那是多么愚蠢呢？
The word of God is the roadway to salvation.
神的道就是通往救恩之路。
I'm going to finish by telling you this about the power of God's word.
在结束时，我要谈谈关于神话语的能力。
There was a man who lived in the South Sea Islands.
有一个人住在南海的岛屿上。
And during World War II, there were some Americans and British on that island.
在第二次世界大战期间，有美国人和英国人来到岛上。
And he was displaying the Bible to those visitors with great joy.
那人兴高采烈地拿出他的圣经给访客看。
And one of those Westerners who were visiting his country looked at that Bible and said,
其中一个西方的游客看着圣经然后说，
Oh, we have outgrown this sort of thing.
哦，我们早已不再需要这类东西了。
And the native man smiled.
那本地人微笑着。
And he said,
他说，
It is a good thing that we have not outgrown those things.
幸好我们没有抛弃这类东西。
Because if it were not for this book, you would have been our next meal.
如果不是因为这本书，你就会成为我们下一顿的大餐了。
The word of God civilizes.
神的道使人开化。
The word of God saves.
神的道拯救人。
The word of God changes lives.
神的道改变人的生命。
And I hope that you will live by it and proclaim it.
希望你靠着神的道而活，并且宣扬神的道。
I hope that you trust it with all of your heart.
希望你全心全意信靠神的道。
And I pray for God to bless you richly.
我也祈求神大大的赐福给你。
相信的生命 黑暗的时代，我活在其中，在繁忙的生活，我迷失了方向。多么一般的生命，我不愿走下去，恳求怜悯的天父，引领我归向你。
相信的生命，遗忘将成为过去。你要亲自与我同在，成为我生命主宰。光脉如新的生命，遗忘已成为过去。
非常感谢您的收听，朋友，圣经是神所吹的气，是圣灵借着人所写的，它不是一本充满着人自己思想理论的书，而是一本从天上而来的书，而圣经也不是任何一本教科书、心理书、文学著作，它是一本神自己启示自己要我们得救的书，而神借着他那本书笑眯眯地问你，你是不是愿意承认圣经上所写的，并且接受耶稣基督呢？圣经是一本能够翻转人生命的书，永生也在它里面，它能够带领我们得到更丰盛的生命。相信神的话吧，我确信你一定不会后悔。那到现在，我们的节目就到这里结束了。再次感谢您的收听，我们下期再见。
想起的那一天，我将见他荣光之面。
我知道我的救赎者活着，他是用我
将见他荣光之面。